Thank you. By the time you get through EQing it so you can hear it with the drums, it doesn't sound like an acoustic guitar anymore anyways. Most of us gave up a long time ago. Starting this tour, you know, I really wanted it to sound like a real guitar, you know? It's all my beginning. We're using about four or five different systems up here, depending on how you, what song you're going to play. I tell you though, this one guitar, for some unknown reason, it sounds better than the rest of them. I think it's because of that. There's something magical about how I got given this guitar. I'm not trying to drop any hints or anything. Because if I was going to be, you know, hoping for people to give me guitars, it wouldn't have been one of these, you know? No, I mean, because, you know, it's a new guitar. And, you know, like what I really like. No, I'm not going to drop any hints. It's weird because somebody tries to give you a guitar, you know, it's always a dicey proposition. It's hard to know what someone's going to like. But the cool thing and the magical thing about it is this friend of mine gave me this guitar right out of the blue. It was such an outrageous thing to do. And it turned out to be a really nice guitar, and a guitar that I would never in a million years have gotten for myself. And what's more is I got so excited, I talked to the people who made it, and I said, God, this is a great guitar. And they said, well, come on down here, this is the list of guitars, and we've got lots of them. I said, greed, you know, very greedy, so I like, yeah, get me some more of these guitars. I went down there, this is the best one. So I didn't get any of them. So on the opening night, you'll be probably wishing you hadn't asked me to tell your story. On the opening night of this tour, this thing went down.
Take it easy. Help me find a way. Thank you.
effort.
Who have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can.
It's there your hope must lie. There's a secret above you, lying in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plan. When my life is over, I'll stand before the Father, but the sisters of the Son in my eyes.
Thank you.
I guess political, that's a word meaning partisan, something that that you feel differently about depending on what side of the political fence. All those words are such bullshit. It's such a bunch of shit. Political stuff is what they call stuff that really matters a great deal and is obscured by debate and argument. And, you know, there's economic stuff, there's moral stuff. Well, I thought it would never happen. The first emotional outburst of the tour. The thing I wanted to say about the song. Can't be said in a few words. I'll hold it in. I wrote this song about what it became known. It's become known as the Iran-Contra scandal. Scandal usually means something that sort of happened in the past. The Teapot Dome scandal. The Watergate scandal. Except this thing keeps on scandaling, you know? It's interesting because as a journalist in Texas, it has been writing these pieces on the SNL scandal. And he's been uncovering that a great many of the SNLs were involved in financing the illegal Contra war in Nicaragua. If they ever really allow the inquiry to be public, it's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be like 40, 50 years of very, very complicated and very expert criminal activities. It's called the word justice.
Thank you. Leading back to that place in the warmth of the sun. Just another dreamer, dreaming about heaven.
When you've been near me, I've felt the love.
hearing of peace. Once this friend of mine said, close your eyes and try and feel at ease.
Thank you. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. Just do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.